Lee Jones, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim.
Let's talk about it. We just had the cattle inventory report. We're looking at cow herd that's smallest since we've had back in 1951. So we need some rebuilding to do. When we think about that for these producers, when they're trying to add replacements, what's the perspective that you see?
Well, we're going to definitely want to make sure that every one of those heifers that we keep, you know, heifer prices are really high, whether you're selling open heifers or even looking at down bred heifers. So we're going to want to make sure that every one of those heifers get pregnant, as many as possible. And so just setting those heifers up from the very beginning. And like when we talk about heifer development, you know, we're talking about there's no really one point in time. It's kind of a continuous beginning from the before she's even pregnant, or before mother's pregnant, so while she's still developing in the womb, all the way to the day she gets bred.
So talk to me a little bit about those stages and what's involved from an animal health perspective.
Well, the fetal programming part is absolutely critical. And essentially what that means is that we're going to give mama enough resources, nutrients, if you will, to build a very healthy, fertile heifer from the get-go. And then we're going to want to make sure that that heifer gets a good start, right? Gets colostrum, is healthy, grows well next to mama, learns about how to be a cow from mama, right? She just learns that in the pasture, what to eat, what not to eat, those kind of things. And then we step over into weaning. Weaning is a huge transition time and a wonderful opportunity, right, to help start that heifer off, work with that heifer, develop some that heifer knows what's going on. She knows how to go through the chute. We just train her. We work with her. We teach our staff low-stress handling techniques. We implement a good health program, get her growing, so that when it's time to breed her, whether we use AI or natural service, they get pregnant early. And then that sets us up for good momentum, reproductive momentum, if you will. And that's absolutely critical for her to stay in the herd for a long time and to be productive over those years.
So from a Boehringer Ingelheim standpoint, what do you have products that should be at the forefront for that producer?
Oh, absolutely. Our vaccines and our dewormers are critical. And we've got stacks of studies that show that, you know, if you deworm cattle, if you deworm heifers, especially looking at some of our extended dewormer technology, if you deworm those heifers and you keep parasites under control, they're going to grow better. More of them are going to get pregnant on the front end of the breeding season. Vaccines. BVD is a threat. It still is out there. As long as we've been talking about it, 20 or 30 years, right, BVD is still out there. About half of the calves that are sold are infected with BVD. So we still have it. So that is a big threat to reproduction. And so we want to make sure that when we vaccinate, we get maximum protection, and so that we protect mama and we protect that calf so that we have something to sell.
You're talking to producers down here. What's your thought process? Are we going to rebuild this herd, or you know, what's kind of the mindset you're hearing from producers?
Well, people are still have to replace some cows, right? But as far as when or if we're going to see heifer retention and a big replacement heifer push, that's going to be Mother Nature. We're going to have good pasture conditions. We're going to have enough feed resources. You know, you see on social media where people are running out of feed already. You know, they still got 3 or 4 months yet of winter. And so our feed, scarcity of feed is a big role. And then, of course, pasture conditions. Mother Nature, we're going to have some rain. You know, we owe our living in this industry to sun, rain, and 6 inches of quality topsoil, right? So we've got to have Mother Nature cooperation if we're going to stay in business and grow our herds.